Saratoga author Nicholas DiDomizio's debut is Burn It All Down, a mother-son crime-revenge thriller. 18-year-old aspiring comic Joey Rossi just found out his boyfriend has been cheating on him for the past 10 months. Joey was born with an addiction to toxic jerks, something he inherited from his mom and best friend, 34-year-old Gia Rossi. Gia's latest non-relationship goes up in flames only a day later. The pair's Bayonne, New Jersey apartment can barely contain their rage. So then, in a misguided attempt at revenge, Joey and his mom inadvertently commit a series of crimes and flee the state, running to the only good man either of them has ever known, Gia's ex, whose name is Marco. Prior to his career in fiction, Nicholas wrote for the internet for several years while also working in corporate roles at Condé Nast, MTV, and more. It's a great pleasure to welcome Nicholas DiDomizio to the roundtable this morning. Nicholas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. Super exciting as an upstater.
Well, I thank you very much. It's a great honor to have you on the program. So first of all, first things first, did I say your name correctly?
You did.
Did I say the characters' names correctly?
You did, absolutely.
Okay.
It was 10-10.
All right. Correct. Excellent. And it's Bayonne. No, just a joke. Okay. So this is your debut. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. What brought you to want to write Burn It All Down?
Thank you so much for the congrats. This book is actually the third book that I've ever written, but it's my debut because the first two, didn't pan out the way I had hoped they would. So the thing that drove me to write this book really was the two main characters and wanting to center a story around a, young single mom and her gay son, who are also best friends, because I feel like we've seen that dynamic so much in pop culture with mother-daughter relationships,
right.
From Gilmore Girls to like several Natalie Portman movies from the early 2000s. but I never saw, the gay son mother relationship reflected, which was very much how I grew up. So that was kind of the kernel. And then I kind of built it out from there.
So what did you want to tell in that relationship? Because these two characters are very close, as I mentioned in the introduction, would say that this is Joey's best friend.
Yeah, it was kind of like I said with the other pop culture references I've seen, over the years with mothers and their daughters. I really wanted to show that, especially because if you look at like the mother straight son relationship, which we've seen a ton of, in storytelling over the years, it's very different than when it's when the son is gay and it's a single mom and they're very close. And, in with these characters, it's almost like it brings them closer because they're both, attracted to men and they're both going through similar experiences with men. And the other side of it, too, was that, we've seen a ton of gay characters in stories and pop culture over the years. But a lot of times, it's like the gayness drives them apart from their parents. So I really wanted to show like this is a relationship where it actually brought them, brings them much closer.
And they're trying to figure out why they both are, as I said, are drawn to jerks.
Are drawn to what? I'm sorry.
Jerks. Idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Bad guys.
Yes. That was a huge part of it because, speaking from personal experience, it was something that I grew up around, like with my mom, who was amazing. But she did have kind of a tendency at some points to just go for the wrong men. And I always was a little frustrated with that growing up until I kind of started dating men myself. And I learned that it's very easy to be seduced by jerks. And you kind of will rationalize a lot of red flags. And, when you're in it, you don't see from the outside, like how it looks outside. Like, obviously this guy's horrible. Why would you ever be attracted to him? But when when I started dating myself and going through my own, you know, experiences in my late teens and early 20s, it kind of clicked for me. And so, you know, it was a journey for both of us to kind of overcome that and learn, like, why are we drawn to these people? You know, how do you break that cycle? So with this book, I definitely wanted that to be the core of the journey, you know, even underneath all of the crime and the hijinks and everything else. You know, that's definitely kind of the key theme of the book.
Yeah, I was going to get to that, too, because you talk about that core and it's a relationship between these two characters. But also then they start getting into trouble. And what is it, do you think, that drives that these two start going down a crime route to basically, because it is inadvertent, correct?
It's, yeah, well, it escalates. There's some intention, you know, in the beginning, but it certainly escalates far beyond what they were going for sure.
And what was that like for you to write those scenes of the crime and mother and son working together?
It was so much fun. One of the key mantras I had while I was writing this book was, like, every page I pretty much checked in with myself and said, like, am I having fun? Because if I have fun writing it, then chances are it should hopefully be fun for people to read it. So yeah, it wasn't always going to be, such high stakes. The crime spree was originally kind of intended to be something, you know, a little more subdued and more based in some real life, you know, minor acts of revenge. But once I started writing it in a way where everything just spiraled out of their control, it kind of took off and became a much bigger thing, which also really helped serve the story because it showed how, you know, even if you have been wronged by someone, if you're too focused on, like, revenge against that person, it can very quickly turn self-destructive and, you know, you end up kind of not only screwing over the person that hurt you, but then hurting yourself and the people you love.
Tell us about the character of Marco. This is the Gia's ex who they go to for help, but of how he fits into the picture.
Yeah, so Marco is a really special character for me. I think a lot of people, you know, who read the book probably would assume that I modeled, like, the main characters after myself personally, but really Marco, I feel like I relate to the most because he's a 30-something Italian guy from New Jersey who, years ago before the book started, decided to relocate and moved up to the northern part of Lake George, actually. So perfect for
right.
for this audience. But so, yeah, he's kind of like the one guy from Gia's past, her high school boyfriend and someone who she really tried to make a relationship work in her 20s with. And he was kind of like a pseudo stepfather to Joey, the main character. So he was like the one kind of fleeting experience that they've both had with an actual, like, decent person. But, you know, he faded into the background and he kind of just became like a very distant contact where Gia, you know, maybe goes to when she needs a self-esteem boost. But she's still very much too drawn to, like, the unattainable bad boy character. But, you know, after they get into trouble, of course, that's who they go to, the reliable, nice guy. And, you know, and I think through spending time with him, it really helps them kind of overcome a lot of their stuff because they realize, like, oh, you know what, nice guys aren't necessarily boring. They're just not, you know, sociopathic, which is a good thing.
The new book is Burn It All Down. You will be in conversation tonight with author Hannah Orenstein at 7 o'clock for a Northshire Bookstore virtual book event. And this is very simple. All you have to do is go to northshire.com and you can log in and see this conversation. And so that'll be fun, I think.
Yeah, I can't wait. Northshire is such a great bookstore. And ever since I moved up to Saratoga, I've been going there like, you know, every week. And I'm so excited to have, we have such a great local indie, you know, right here. So it's pretty awesome.
So are you, so what's next for you after, would you write about these characters again?
I would, I haven't, but, the book I'm working on now is totally different. It's more of a, wedding comedy, ensemble thing about a gay guy who's the best man to his, childhood best friend. But he's also best friends with the bride. So, he ends up, you know, throwing a bachelor party and then going to the bachelorette party and kind of going between those two worlds. He learns a number of secrets that the couple is hiding from each other. And, so it kind of spirals out of control from there. So, definitely a bit of a turn, but I think it has, you know, still has the comedy element, and it's definitely a fun read.
Man, Nicholas, drama, drama, drama.
Just drama. It's like reality TV in my brain at all times.
Do you like writing the comedy? Is that, does that come easy to you?
It's funny because I think the what got me into writing initially was reading like comedian memoirs, like Chelsea Handler and Steve Martin's memoir, which is great, just about being a comedian.
Born Standing Up.
And like David Sedaris and kind of all the humorist type writing is really what made me fall in love with it. So yeah, it's definitely something that I try to incorporate into everything I do because, you know, life's too short. You got to laugh at the crazy things people do.
Well, the new book out, the debut is Burn It All Down, and it's just terrific. Nicholas will be discussing the book with author Hannah Orenstein tonight at 7 o'clock. It's a Northshire virtual book event. You can find out more information by going to northshire.com. Northshire.com. Nicholas D. DiMizio is the author of Burn It All Down. Nicholas, I wish you all the luck in the world. I thank you very much for being with us. Have a great time tonight.
Thank you so much, Joe. Have a great day.
Be well. You too. Thank you. Again, Nicholas D. DiMizio will discuss the book with author Hannah Orenstein tonight at 7 o'clock. Northshire.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.